Good afternoon and happy Friday. You're listening to KTOO. A new letter from the federal government says Alaska's education department owes almost $30 million to four schools. The issue stems from the way the state reduced funding when it doled out COVID-19 relief money. And as a result of continued noncompliance, Alaska has now been designated a high-risk grantee. KDLL's Riley Board has the story.
The issue gained public attention earlier this year when a December letter to Alaska Education Commissioner Dina Bishop from the Federal Department of Education began circulating. It said that during the COVID pandemic, when the state received federal relief funds, it inequitably reduced the state contribution to certain districts. The letter gave the state 30 days to submit a plan to resolve the issue by paying those districts. Since then, the state has gone back and forth with the feds, whose assessment now shows the state owes even more money to districts than originally described. The latest letter, dated March 27th, contains the most resounding consequence yet. The federal government is placing a condition on the relief funds and is designating the state as a high-risk grantee. It says if the state appropriates the funding for the districts within 30 days, that designation will be lifted. The latest numbers include about $9.5 million for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, $16.5 million for Anchorage, $3 million for Fairbanks, and $200,000 for Juneau. Clayton Holland, superintendent of the Kenai School District, says that money could be life-changing.
We're nearing the end of a budget cycle that, preparing for next year's budget, which has over $13 million in deficit, and it would mean it's a tremendous amount to us.
This week, the district's finance committee sat down to plan for a budget with no increase to state funding, which included vast cuts to staff and programs. But they didn't factor in any of the money described by the federal government, which could erase the district's deficit if combined with savings, because Holland says the district has been very out of the loop on when or if that money could come their way.
The lack of commitment from anyone at the state level about anything related to it has been concerning. So we've been completely open about these letters and what we're hearing, but very concerned because there's no confirmation that, indeed anything will be added to our budget.
Holland says he did talk to Bishop earlier this month, and she told him that if the money did come through, it wouldn't be until the next fiscal year. Thursday morning, the Alaska Legislature's Senate majority announced plans to hold an emergency hearing about the high-risk grantee designation and how it could affect other federal funding. Senator Lukey Tobin, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, says the state has assured legislators that it would solve the issue, but now that doesn't appear to be true.
As recent as early March, we received a letter that indicated the state continued to not meet those federal stipulations to bring us back into full compliance with the agreement we made when we accepted those COVID relief funds from the federal government for education.
The hearing is set for next Wednesday, but Tobin says state education officials declined the invitation.
So it's concerning that after almost 2 years of noncompliance and now this hammer coming down from the federal government, we still aren't receiving clear, direct communication from our administrative branch.
Commissioner Bishop did not respond to a list of questions by airtime. But in a press release Thursday afternoon, the department says it disputes the letter's claim that it has not equitably distributed funds and claims the feds have moved the goalposts on their requirements. According to the March 27th letter, Alaska is the only state that has not met the federal requirements for equitable distribution of the relief funds. The state now has 10 days to respond to the feds if they want the high-risk designation to be reconsidered. In Soldotna, I'm Riley Board.
And three airlines are adding nonstop flights from Anchorage to new destinations this summer. Airport officials hope a new state program could encourage even more new routes in the future. Alaska Public Media's Ava White has more.
Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is adding four new routes this summer. Alaska, Delta, and United Airlines will begin nonstop service to New York City, Detroit, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. Dulles International Airports this summer. Eric Peterson is the communications coordinator for the Anchorage Airport. He says there's been a growing demand for direct flights to and from the state's largest city. He says the airport is expecting a 6% increase in passenger traffic this year.
And I think that just there's a huge demand for both tourists to come and visit and see all the great things Alaska has to offer. We are also here to the people of Alaska, and they want to go on trips too.
Peterson says flights to and from New York have been popular among flyers, so it wasn't a surprise to him when Alaska Airlines announced it's adding that nonstop route starting in June. Rural residents will benefit too. Normally, if someone from a rural community wanted to fly to the East Coast, they'd make at least three connections, but this summer, they have the option of making only two. Peterson says offering flights to new destinations meets the mission of the airport.
We as the airport hope to facilitate as much passenger traffic as possible. We would love hundreds of routes all year round.
The Alaska Department of Transportation introduced a program this year called the International Passenger and Cargo Service Incentive Program, which aims to encourage airlines to try new routes. To be eligible, it has to be a new service or not flown in the last 13 months. Airlines pay a landing fee to airports each time a plane lands based on the number of passengers. When enrolled in the program, airlines get their landing fees waived for the first 13 touchdowns. Peterson says all landing fees for the summer could be waived through the program depending on how often the route is scheduled.
So we're very excited whenever an airline not only starts a new route, but also if they have a route but they're increasing the frequency of flights, shows good demand.
Peterson says airlines are more likely to increase flight frequency when there's a high demand. He says the increased routes aren't a direct result of the program because it was just announced, but he hopes to see the program grow. Scott McMurrin, who writes the Alaska Travelgram newsletter, says the four new summer destinations have been a long time coming. He says flights to Detroit, New York, and Washington, D.C. are especially exciting because they're hub cities for international airlines.
So United's new service from here to Washington, D.C. is huge. It's daily service from Anchorage to their hub at Dulles. So they fly from Dulles to the rest of the world. I mean, Europe, I think they may even have flights from Africa.
Alaska's flight between Anchorage and San Diego only runs on Saturdays. If it's popular, McMurrin said the airline might consider offering daily service next summer. When an airline is testing a prospective route, he said it's common for them to run once a week. When airlines consider establishing new routes, McMurrin says they look at how many people are getting on and off the planes. They then determine if the route would be successful. He says several airlines have tested direct flights out of Anchorage.
For a couple summers, Frontier Airlines flew up here from Portland and Denver and also Fairbanks to Denver and stuff like that. Sun Country Airlines, they fly here now, but they have flown a number of different routes from Fairbanks and also from Anchorage. JetBlue came up here for several years. Really miss them.
McMurrin says the flights benefit tourists traveling to Alaska. He says flights with United Airlines are huge contributors to the state's tourism economy because they come from across the nation. He says United Airlines has offered various seasonal nonstop flights for several years, and he's excited for more options for direct flights.
So this is like another jewel in the crown for United's service to Alaska.
McMurrin says Alaska is a popular travel destination, and he doesn't expect that to change anytime soon. He says the goal for airlines is likely to make Alaska the end destination, not an intermediate stop. In upcoming years, McMurrin says he hopes to see a direct flight between Anchorage and Tokyo, Japan. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 49 degrees and sunny this afternoon. The low tonight is 36 degrees, and there is a chance of some rain and snow. Tomorrow, that chance gets higher, with a high of 40 degrees. By Saturday night and Sunday, it will definitely be raining, according to the forecast. You're listening to KTOO.